Over the past months, Watt has managed to alienate various segments of society, some by what he's done as Interior Secretary, others by what he's said. Watt's latest edition of Open Mouth, Insert Foot came this past Wednesday when he discussed the makeup of an advisory commission on coal leasing policies.
I've appointed the Lenos Commission, five members, three Democrats, two Republicans. Every kind of mix you can have. I have a black, I have a woman, two Jews, and a cripple.
Watt was laughing then, but he wasn't when reaction to the statement started coming in. There was this from the black member of the commission, Dr. Andrew Brimmer.
You can look at me and see I'm black, so that's a statement of fact. You can look at Julia Washington, she's a woman, and that's a statement of fact. But it is not simply a statement of fact to make a comment about someone's handicap, as one member of the commission is handicapped.
That member is Richard Gordon, who has a paralyzed right arm. Watt apologized to him, calling his remarks unfortunate. The commission chairman, David Leno, said that if the remarks had been made by a bigot, he would have been offended, but Leno says that Watt's track record shows a wholesome record in dealing with other people. Nonetheless, harsh criticism came from several other quarters, notably Capitol Hill. Here's Congressman Joe Moakley of Massachusetts.
James Watt has done what Don Rickles in his best skit could never do, offend nearly our entire population in just one sentence. Mr. Speaker, Jim Watt has done for the Interior Department what Bonnie and Clyde have done for the banking industry. And Mr. Watt, I think if you'd like to make another public utterance real soon, how about sayonara?
Moakley is a Democrat, but equally severe criticism came from some members of Watt's own party. There was this from Senator Warren Rudman of New Hampshire.
I thought his choice of words was outrageous. He's an embarrassment to me as a Republican. He certainly is an embarrassment to our president, who I don't think has an ounce of prejudice or poor taste in his whole being. And I really think he ought to resign. I think the time has come that James Watt ought to go.
And Republican Senator Lowell Weicker of Connecticut doesn't much care how.
I think he either ought to resign or the president ought to kick him out.
Watt sent a letter to President Reagan asking his forgiveness, which he got. But GOP Senator Bob Dole says,
the trouble is he'd have to send hundreds of thousands of letters to people. Sending a letter to the president, the president's not in that group that he referred to. So if he's going to send letters to everybody he may have offended, he's going to be very busy.
Watt has not offered to resign, nor, as far as we know, has he been asked to by the White House. But the Interior Secretary is reportedly being told by key Republican senators that he's been damaged and is losing his support in Congress. Senate Democratic Leader Robert Byrd introduced a sense of the Senate resolution Friday calling for Watt's resignation. It'll be taken up this coming week.